Today's daf is Maseches Erevin, daf Mem Beis. We set off in a new parak in the second half of yesterday's daf, bring us back to the halachos of Tchum Shabbos, the Shabbos boundary. Before we get to a point from our daf, now would be a good time to take a step back and discuss the origins of the Erev Tchumin. Rabbi Felder brings in Yesod Yeshurun, Chelek Hei, page Shin Mem Ches, that this institution is called Erev Tchumin, similar to Erev Chatzeros, because two boundaries are linked together, one that one was able to reach, and the other that one was unreachable, and now, because of the Eruv that's placed there, one is able to reach that space. Rav Felder brings two sources from the Torah and the Navi. First, it says, by Yaakov Avinu Bereishis HaMegimah Vayichan Espenei Ha'ir, after greeting his brother Esav, he arrived in Shechem, and quote-unquote camped before the city, Vayichan. A beautiful medrash in this pasuk in Bereishis Rabbah, Yodal of Zion, says that Avram, although he observed some of the semblance of Shabbos and Mitzvot, as we know from Chazal, he didn't establish Tchumen. Therefore, in his Chus, the land was inherited in limitation. Each step he took, says the Medrash, is Bemida, each step he took, he selech ba'aretz la'or kol ha'rochba, to go through, kumi selech ba'aretz, get up, go, walk each step to take ownership of the land. But by Yaakov Avinu, he established the Tchum from the word Vayichan, and his reward was an unlimited expansion. Nichnas im dimdum echama, the Medrash says, he came into the city, sun was setting, he set up his tchum, and he had a great expansion. For Ratz the Yama Vekedma, and that was the borders and the boundaries, and he through that he was able to bring a reward of expansiveness. So there's also a pasuk in Yeshua and Per Gimel, it's very talking about the plan to enter the land of Israel. Achwa chok yebenechem kalpai mama. Rashi writes that at this time of the distance between the people and the Aron HaKodesh, the Aron was going to travel ahead of the nation, and that distance would be 2,000 Amot, that would be in the journey, and then this was a prediction, says Rashi, to be able to daven there on Shabbos in the future. That's how far away it should stay, to be able to go to be daven, be able to daven near the Aron. It gave them that distance. So that would be at the time when they would lay siege on Yericho. Now, practicing their formation row as they entered Eretz Yisrael. Now that we appreciate the depth of Tchumen, let's learn a halacha from our daf at the beginning. We have a halacha of food that had gone out of the Tchum, came back in, even bemezid. It doesn't lose, even if it was done intentionally, it doesn't lose its original place, since the entire city is its place of four amot. And the 2,000 amot beyond the edge of the city, so Rabbi Felder has a Chelek Dalet and Chelek Hei Reish from Gimel, an interesting question. It tells us at the bottom of Mem Aleph and Beis, differentiates between this halacha, that Chazal allow a person to eat that food that came back in even when it was brought in intentionally, Memezid, and the halacha that we know violates, a person violates Shabbos by cooking. So what's the difference? The difference is, of course, cooking is a Torah level violation of Shabbos, is a Doraisa. And the Tchum is Midrabban, it's Rabbinic. The Magen Avraham, Tuf Kuf, Yodalad points out there's a mission Trumos that seems to say we do get penalized even for violating Rabbinic prohibitions. And he brings a mission Trumos in Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, that if a person separates Meiser and Shabbos, or a person immerses their vessels on Shabbos, and they do it intentionally, they do it amazing, they know it's Shabbos, they know what they're doing, you can't use that food. You can't use that food that you took Meister from. So we see that Chazal did penalize those who transgressed in Issur Midrabbanan. The Magen Avraham says no. He says in that case was where there was other food available. There's another answer. The Aliyah Rabbah has a different idea. He says that the tikkun, what's happening is in the food itself. So when you're cooking. But here, when it's just being brought back over the Tchum, nothing actually happens to the food. And that's the definition, as we said many times, of a Meister Shab. So one way around this challenge is to ask a Gentile to bring in the food over the Tchum, the Marasham. In Charles and Chuvos in Chela Gimel, Simon Shin Lamadal said that this allowed, but the Evid, it's after the fact, it's allowed. If you did it and brought it in, you can do it, and if you need it. And this is based also on the Raman, Sheikh Avdal Yud, who passes that we're lenient to allow a Gentile to bring food through a Carmelis or a place that doesn't have an Erev at all. And even though it's best to be stringent on this, we shouldn't make a scene for those who are being lenient.